Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Search for the Odyssey app. It's the big orange A. You download it. Do a search for WILK News Radio. Favorite us, and that's it. That's all you have to do. You click on it, it syncs right in with your CarPlay when you hook your phone up to your car. Anywhere, anytime, you can listen to us. If you stop for a minute, go grocery shopping or go to pick up the kids or see a sporting event with your children, as soon as you get back in the car, it picks right back up where you left off. You can't beat that now. How's everybody doing on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025? 89 degrees here. 89 degrees at 309. Car said 91 coming down, but, you know, car heats up a little bit. But another beautiful day. There is that haze out there, a mix of the smoke coming in from Canada and that sandstorm from northern Africa. Go figure. But it's something, I guess, that happens annually, and that's the same jet stream that brings those hurricanes across the Atlantic. So I guess we'll deal with it and move on. We'll overcome. We'll prevail. So there's a lot going on. Just in the past hour or so, seeing that Amazon is investing $10 billion in a new North Carolina data center to bolster its AI infrastructure. The investment is expected to create 500 new jobs in North Carolina. The company has allocated up to $100 billion in capital expenditures this year, primarily for AI initiatives. So more investments, more jobs, more things here in America. I also did see that was sent to me, and I just posted it on my social media, that AFT president, teachers union president Randy Weingarten, sent out an email to all her membership saying on June 14th, they're going to have a No Kings Day to protest the Donald Trump administration. And if you think it's by mistake they chose Flag Day to have this protest, you'd be wrong. They absolutely know exactly what day they're having it on. But they're going to have a No Kings demonstration. You could read that email that was sent to her entire membership on my social media, Facebook and X account. I did post that email from AFT President Randy Weingarten talking about, again, you know, they have nothing new. He's a dictator. He's a Nazi. He's a king. And so they're going to have a No Kings Day peaceful demonstration nationwide. From Philadelphia to Phoenix, she said in her email. So, again, you could read that email, get a chuckle out of it like I did. And, you know, put it out there for the public to know what's being done by the teachers' unions out there. So, back to our regularly scheduled program. Again, I saw this story yesterday. And it's the simple stories, like that Campbell's soup report that more people are eating at home yesterday that, you know, I really like the story because of the meaning behind it, you know, the opportunity behind it that families sit down and have a meal together. And again, I said it yesterday. If you weren't listening, I'll say it again today. Probably the most important thing you can do with your children, with your family, is sit down as many times as possible during the week. If you know, I'd recommend doing it every night. I understand that that's not possible. And at least one breakfast on the weekend. You know, pick your Sunday, pick your Saturday, have a family breakfast, make it fun, get everybody involved in preparing it, you know, not to put the burden on mom or dad or anyone else. But if you can sit down and have dinner with your kids and talk to them and listen to what's going on in their life, and even if they sit there, and again, no phones. No phones. Phones go in a bowl. Phones go somewhere else. Put them somewhere for the time we're eating breakfast. And if they want to sit there with a puss on their face and pretend they're not enjoying it, that so be it. They will deal with it. Sooner or later, they will break and have a conversation. Sooner or later, you will get them to either smile, frown, give you dirty looks, kick the table on the leg and hurt their toe or something or other. But there will be conversation one way or another going on. So, you know, we talked about that story yesterday, and I saw this story come up. And again, it's these simple stories that kind of fly under the radar that I grasp onto and absolutely love, because this is the America that I know and love that's out there, that the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you about, that's not being promoted, that doesn't make money, doesn't get clicks, doesn't really resonate with a lot of people, but I think it's just great. A Burger King employee, Mikhail Baker, who rushed to work shift after his high school graduation, was gifted $10,000 scholarship from the fast food giant Burger King. And this is after it went viral. A whopper of a gift, a new high school graduate who rushed to work an emergency shift at Burger King, still wearing his ceremonial ensemble. He was still wearing what he wore to graduation. Now, he didn't have his cap and gown and everything, but he did. Well, he did have his cap in his hand, but he did have his shawl that goes across what he was wearing that day. And he rushed to work because his workplace, Burger King, was short-staffed, and they put out an email to all employees. Hey, anyone who could show up, we need you. We're overstaffed. People aren't here. Can you please come in? Someone just graduated high school, left his family, and went into work. And somebody noticed, actually somebody who was there purchasing food at Burger King noticed and took a picture or a video of what was going on. It went viral, and Burger King took notice. So Mikhail Baker was gifted $10,000 from the Burger King Foundation after his feel-good story went viral, thanks in part to a local man who noticed the teen's unusual work attire. Baker dressed in the proper Burger King uniform, poised in a larger-than-life check during a recent shift at the Dacula, Georgia restaurant where he works. Check was made out to the teen with the memo, the Burger King Scholarship Program. Baker, 18, who graduated from nearby Mills Creek High School on May 22nd, but rushed to work a late-night shift after seeing his coworkers were swamped instead of celebrating his milestone. An Eagle Eye customer and mother, Maria Mendoza, saw Baker still wearing his graduation stole and medals while bagging fries inside the store. She posted a short clip to TikTok, which garnered over 4.4 million views. So obviously this resonated with a lot of people. And it appears, you know, he's wearing a white dress shirt, a tie, his graduation stole, and it looks like he's got a couple sports medals hanging, you know, like our kids commonly do here when they graduate at our local high schools. After the success of the short social media post, Mendoza, the person who took the video, started a GoFundMe for Baker. She was so taken back by his dedication to and work ethic that she wanted to do something to help his college dream come true. The fundraiser titled From Burger King to College Dream was created to celebrate Baker's dedication to his job to pay for college expenses. It has earned over $190,000 in donations as of early Wednesday. Baker initially planned to take a gap year between high school and college because of financial troubles, but was considering attending a trade school after Mendoza surprised him with the fundraiser. He didn't do it for attention. He doesn't even know the story went viral. But thousands of people were moved by his dedication, humility, and work ethic, Mendoza wrote. Mendoza was captivated by Baker's radiating joy and politeness, which inspired her to start the crowdfunding campaign. Not only was he there just graduating, left his family, bagging fries at Burger King in his graduation garb, in his dress shirt, tie, medals, and stole, proud to his coworkers, proud to his community that he just graduated high school, but yet dedicated enough to show up and do a shift. His politeness, his radiating joy, how happy he was about completing this milestone, really captivated the woman who took the video, and which went viral. His dedication and quiet strength really moved me. I felt called to do something to recognize that. I'm just grateful I got to do something for him. The Burger King Foundation also recognized Mendoza's kindness and awarded her daughter, Danzy Chavez, $10,000 for her future education. So Burger King ended up giving $20,000, two $10,000 scholarships, one to their employee and one to the daughter of the woman who recognized one of their employees and posted this video. We are beyond grateful and truly overwhelmed for the love and support, Mendoza wrote on TikTok. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. God is good. Chavez is planning to attend Georgia State University to study neuroscience. So just a great story here. And the picture of the young man who graduated college in his Burger King uniform with his family, and the young woman who took the video and her daughter, who was also going to college, standing there with their big ceremonial checks in Burger King, is just something to see. I'm going to share this story online so you could see it and share it as well. I mean, these are the joys of that's America. We hear all the time of, you know, the violent juvenile issues and the kids that just don't want to do anything and, you know, adults crying that no one's helping them or giving them a hand up. And, you know, here's a young man who hit one of their greatest milestones, something they're going to remember, you know, at this stage of his life, his greatest milestone, graduating high school. His family, his mom, and it appears some siblings next to him, obviously all smiles. He's a big smile. But to not only show up to work because they needed you and have that dedication and your work ethic, but to show up still proud of what you accomplished as an individual, wearing your medals, wearing your stole, wearing your dress shirt that you wore to graduation, but yet committed to your duties at your job at that point, at Burger King. And obviously, it was something that got recognized by a customer. Obviously, she recognized it because she had a high school student as well that just graduated and thought to herself, well, I know how this young man feels. I know that he probably had 100 other things that he could have been doing right now, but yet he's here right after his graduation day. And she got into a little conversation with him, and that's where, you know, his positivity and his politeness, which caused her to shoot this small video and put it out there. And I'm glad she did, because this young man will now be going to either that trade school or college and see his dreams come through. And there's no doubt, with the type of work ethic this young man has. And listen, I don't know anything about him, but employers, people who have ever worked in business, people who have ever been in charge and hired and fired people, there's certain traits that you pick up on quite easily. And you don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to know all the procedures and policies or have experience in that skill set of what your job entails. But if you have a good work ethic, if you are dedicated to your team, if you are willing to go above and beyond, that's someone I want more than anyone. And I'm sure that any college that this individual, this young man goes to, will be glad to have him. And I'm sure he'll be thankful to be there. And he'll remember that it's because of his dedication was noticed that he's there and not take that for granted. And whatever job he works after that, knowing that he's had this work ethic from a young man, teenagers up until 18, it's a great thing to see. So I'll be posting a story on social media so you could see it for yourself. But these are the things you look for in society. Not the negativity, not the everyone at each other's throats, not the stuff that sells. Young man like this, young men and women like this, this young girl and this young man who are going on to college to do better things.